four nights here.
I'm Adam Richman, culinary traveler and gastronaut, and you are feasting your ears on Knockout Radio. Who wants a knuckle sandwich?
All right, we are back. Do you remember Steve McMichael?
Was he a football player?
Chicago Bears.
The Bears, yeah. Back
in I believe that he also got into some wrestling.
Okay.
And kind of became part of, I want to say, the Horsemen. I mean, we're going way back. We're going, you know, Super Bowl McMichaels. I'm going to show you a photo. I know you can't, you know, radio wise.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That was Steve McMichael.
Of course.
And this is what he looks like now as he's fighting for his life.
Oh, my God.
It's a picture with him and Ric Flair.
What?
And he has Lou Gehrig's disease.
Oh, my God.
And it doesn't even look like him. I mean, it's just.
What?
Yeah.
Man.
I don't mean to bring the show down, but.
No, it's crazy.
When would you think, and I'm trying to be funny and it's not funny, but when you would be able to say Ric Flair looks good in a picture?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because Rick's, you know, been around the
block. He's been through it. Yeah.
I still think that's the greatest shirt of all time is when Flair wore that shirt that said, I'm not dead yet.
Yeah.
Other words as well.
Yeah. No, Rick's, man. But, you know, we got to just be grateful, man. Like
every day.
Every day. I mean, some of our greatest sports icons, you know, are.
Well, it's everybody. It's not just icons. It's not just, you know, and as much as you were trying to be the typical, there's words I can't say on the air.
But like, here's the thing.
Hold on. I'm trying to say something.
Yeah, go ahead.
As much as you were trying to be a, what's a word I can say on the radio? I can't say donkey. Yeah, donkey.
Right. Donkey.
As much as you were trying to be a donkey, there's some truth to it. When we were up in Jacksonville, and you know, we both kind of got up early, and we were going to go do all that stupidity in Daytona and go see the very talented niece of mine at the Marine Land.
Yep.
And I said, what do you want to do? Do you want to get up or do you want to go back to sleep? And your donkey self said, you don't have many sleeps left, so why don't we stay up?
You don't want to burn one just going back for a nap. Got to get up and start your day, Randy.
It kind of was.
Sleep is a cousin of death.
I understand that. All right, so we just had Kamaru on.
We did.
We talked about Panini.
We did.
And his requests.
He has requests.
He knows that Panini is coming up next. So it's been quite a few years. And I'm welcoming back to the show, the return to Knockout Radio, Tracy Hackler. Tracy, how are you?
Oh, doing really well. It's good to be back on. It's been way too long.
I can't believe how long it's been, and it's, you know, a day turns into a week, turns into a year, and in this case, close to 7.5.
Has it been that long? Yeah, I guess it has been that long. It doesn't seem that way. I mean, I'm a lot grayer now, for sure, so I know some time has passed.
I judged it by, and I Googled it real quick, what year Warren Sapp went in the Hall of Fame, because I remember you were on then, and so I'm guesstimating. First and foremost, how have you been? How are things?
Man, things are great. I'm personally obviously doing well. Family's healthy. Kids are good. And then professionally, the sports card industry is kind of in the middle or in the beginning of this crazy boom. And it's been fun to watch something like trading cards explode during a pandemic. It's just been bizarre to watch, but so much fun as well.
We are going to talk about here momentarily, you know, Panini just got the license to the UFC, in which you talking about the boom of trading cards. I know the UFC cards are going exploding. Are all cards going at the same speed?
Yeah, they really are. It's been just extraordinary. So the trading card industry has been on this gradual uptick for about 3 or 4 years, but the last year in particular, 12 to 15 months, has been just were really unprecedented in terms of the number of people participating, the number of eyeballs on it, the interest from the mainstream. Now, it used to be this little niche hobby that all of us dorks kind of protected, and now everybody's getting in on it. It's so such a fun thing to watch as a guy who's been in the industry for 25 plus years to see it elevate to this point now has been stunning to watch, but just incredible.
Talk about, you know, Panini gets the license from the UFC. And I'm curious, you know, what goes into that? So whatever day it is that when you start, you know, hitting all the events and taking all the photos? Or when did that start? And how do you guys decide what Usman is going to be as Panini rookie?
Well, So I think we announced the partnership with UFC in January, if I'm not mistaken, and then I think our license officially started April 1, if I'm not wrong. But we start working on those products really early, maybe even before we announce the partnership, because there's so much back end work and prep work you have to do to get up and rolling. And you know, we announced the four products that we're going to be doing in this year one, and then we work closely with the UFC teams on designs and approvals of set ideas and insert set ideas, the look, the feel, the images. Throughout the process, we're working really closely with UFC to make sure that we're in line with what they want and continue going until we start printing. I think Prism, the first product, 2021 UFC Prism, released in hobby shops last Wednesday, and is just now releasing in retail this week. So it's a long process, but we go through a bunch of images and a bunch of different, a lot of the what image is used is based on what the design calls for. So if it's a horizontal card versus a vertical card or things like that. But to answer your question about Kamaru Usman, he can get whatever card he wants because he's got a right hand and so much more that will convince me to do just about anything.
Well, it's funny because, and I told you that we're friends, so when he was on a couple minutes ago, I said, what do you want me to ask Tracy for? He goes, whatever I can get, I want. I said, all right, I'm going to let him know. Do the athletes...
Well, tell him that's anything.
I'm sorry?
I said, you can tell him that's just about anything. I mean, he's obviously one of the best fighter, pound for pound, number one, I think, now, and just... He's such a talented fighter and a dominant fighter, a great champion. He's a local kid. He went to high school here in the Dallas area, and we were all watching his last fight against Masvidal. He's just a great champion. And you know, his autograph cards in our product have been some of the top sellers. And his the gold prisms and the black shimmer prisms have just been off the charts with him. So he's one of the fighters, the top two or three fighters that collectors are hoping they pull in their packs.
Let me ask you this, because I talked to Kamaru about this, in that I like the fact that he's not really a heel and he's not playing the heel role, but there's a lot of people that boo him and dislike him, which brings money and value to his name. You know, people will pay money for a pay-per-view. People will pay money, you know, to go to a card. I call it the Ric Flair, in hopes that he loses. Does that kind of come over to cards as well, that somebody may dislike him so much that they're going to want one of those autographed cards in their collection?
You know, I think a lot of people... I was texting a longtime friend of mine who was so excited that we get into UFC, as was I. One of the coolest, best days of my time here at Panini has been when my boss said, I need you to write a press release on our UFC license. I was ecstatic. But in texting that longtime UFC fan and collector, he's like, Usman was one of the guys he was most excited about getting, not because he's of the heel factor, but because of the superstar factor. Like, he's just now established himself as one of the top faces in the sport, and that has to do with what he's doing in the octagon, the way he's putting people away, and just this streak he has of title defenses and I think all those things. I mean, I think the fact that he could be conceived as a heel by some doesn't impact the demand as much as what he's actually doing in the octagon. Because you're right, like a lot of people look at him and they want to not like him because he's not like Colby maybe, or he's not kind of a goofball like Forrest Griffin or whatever. But I mean, you can't deny that a guy's talent and the fact that he's going to be one of the most in-demand trading card subjects as long as we're doing the UFC.
Does he or does any of the athletes kind of have any say in what's going to be on their card, or is that straight Panini and Dana and people over there at the UFC?
Well, we will pride ourselves on trying to pick the most accurate photo of a fighter, whether it's his entrance or her entrance or her leg kicks or whatever's the most iconic dynamic pose we want to use for that fighter. But everything that we produce must be approved by the UFC. So if they, and there were some in this initial set, in this prison set, where they said, find another image here, find another image there. And as our photo editing teams, product teams become more familiar with the UFC, I think you'll see that process continue to improve. And not that there are bad photos by any means in the product, but they'll get more familiar with the UFC like they are with the NFL or the NBA.
So Tracy, you know, we're talking about earlier on the show, Randy had Nolan Ryan cards that he had used as spokes for his tires when he was a kid. And Kamaru,
it's just showing you how old I am. That's all.
and Kamaru couldn't find his Pokemon.
Randy, I did the same thing.
And Kamaru couldn't find his Pokemon collection folder where he said some of the cards could be up to $100,000 worth of value. So my question for you and for Panini, with cryptocurrency and things of technology changing the landscape of the world we live, are you guys going to ever do NFTs of photos or cards that are more in the digital age?
Well, that's a great question. And we actually started our blockchain trading cards January a year ago, so whatever, 15 months ago. We started with a blockchain product that had both a physical trading card component, but also had the digital asset as the blockchain card. And we've been doing that now for 15 months. We've done it across most sports, football, basketball, soccer. And we just recently did an NFT with the top seven NFL draft picks from last week: Trevor Lawrence, Trey Lance, Zach Wilson, Kyle Pitts, Jamar Chase, Justin Fields, and Mac Jones. And we just did NFTs only, no physical trading card component. So I think you'll see us continue to work in that space. But as far as I'm concerned, the tangible trading card will always be kind of what the sweet spot is.
Tracy, let me ask you this as questions continue popping into my head, and hopefully we can get you back on a regular basis. And that, you know, with the tie into the UFC now, this is going to be so much fun. Let's sure. say that, and there's numbers of cards. There's six cards of whoever, Colby Covington. And in your opinion, in Panini's opinion, this is the number one card. Does it matter where that number one card goes, whether it's the hobby or retail or some special boxes that you're planning? How do you determine which goes where?
So that's a good question. So we typically, the hobby retail thing, so the hobby refers to the sports card shops that specialize in sports card trading card sales. And then obviously retail is like Walmart, Target, big box stores. And the core product across both hobby and retail for like UFC Prism is the same. So you're going to have the same base set, the same base cards. Where you might see some variance is on like the inserts. We'll have some insert sets that are exclusive to hobby, some that are exclusive to retail. Because one of the things we want to have happen is people see something in the hobby shop and it drives them into retail and vice versa. You see something in Walmart and you like it so much, you want to go find more of it in a hobby shop. So there's that kind of cross tie-in. But we typically like the best cards are the ones that are identified by the consumers. The collectors themselves will determine based on their spending habits and their buying habits what card is kind of the card of a fighter. And luckily, in this UFC product, we have a few fighters who've never had any trading cards. So Michael Chandler comes to mind. He's a guy who, for as long as his career has been, in other organizations. He's never been on a trading card, so we were able to include his rookie card that has the rookie card logo on it in this UFC Prism product, and that's really cool to be able to have that happen with a guy who's as established and as a decorated veteran as Michael Chandler is.
So let's take the flip side. Michael Chandler recently with the UFC, fighting in Texas. I think it's next week. What about older UFC fighters, or maybe somebody from Pride, or has any of that included or will be included, or is it from this point forward, or what can and what can't be in Panini product?
That's a good question. I don't know exactly what our limitations are contractually, but I can tell you that just in going through some of the cards, I know that Dan Severin has an autograph card in the product, and Forrest Griffin and Chuck Liddell, Rich Franklin, a lot of those old school, I think Hoist has something coming in one of our products. It's not in Prism. I know it's in Select maybe after that, but yeah, so we have a strong veteran presence in there, and I think you'll start, again, we're just now at the very beginning of this relationship. I think you'll see more and more of that, because the guys on our side who are on the product development teams creating UFC products are diehard UFC fans, not just of the current iteration, but old school MMA fans as well. So I think you'll see us include as much as we're able to include in future products.
Why do I think that your typical working hours were, and I'm going to make this up, 9 to 5, but now you come in at 6 a.m. and leave around 11 because, you know, UFC, not only it's a lot of work, but because you're loving passion for it.
Man, I don't even count hours like anymore because it is so much fun. Look, I've not literally, but figuratively pinched myself on most days. I get to come do this for a living. So there have been many nights I'm up at 11 or over 1 after, like this last UFC fight night with Jiří and Dominic Reyes, I was up till long after it was over creating cool stuff for Instagram, because now we have cards that we can show. So I was able to show a Jiří autograph card right after he won and that type of stuff. And then our Panini Instant line, which is kind of our real-time trading card platform, direct-to-consumer, we're incorporating UFC into that as well. So you'll see the Monday after big fights, you'll see cards from that weekend's highlights.
So, will fighters... Sorry.
No. You go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to ask, are fighters already starting to contact Panini and or yourself about, you know, coming out, tours, kind of, you know, getting the behind the scenes as well?
That's a great question. In fact, when we had first announced it on the Instagram post that we announced it, one of the first comments was Matt Schnell, who is a big collector. He's also a really good fighter, up and coming fighter, young kid. But he congratulated us in the comments because as a collector, he was excited. And then because he was driving up to train in Dallas Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, he stopped by the office one day and toured it and opened a few boxes with us. And he ended up having a card in Prism. And I think people just needed to, it didn't take a lot of selling to get him into the product because I think he's the 6th or 7th ranked flyweight now. And I think he's on that Houston card as well. He's fighting next week. So, but yeah, we're getting, Felice Herring has been a huge like ambassador. She's been so excited. She shared like signing some autographs and trying on gloves and hats and stuff. So we're seeing a lot more of that. And that's the great thing about the social media age now, is that a lot of the fighters can share what they're doing that day. And if that day happens to be signing autographs for Panini, it'll be on their story or on their feed. And it just kind of, it adds that air of authenticity to what we're doing. One of the things we always pride ourselves on is that when we work with an athlete, we're not trying to get to sell tires or soft drinks. So what they're selling is what we do, which is themselves.
So Tracy, I haven't seen the cards, obviously, but you know, Dave Manley from MMA Bobblehead, he's built his brand on capturing the most iconic images of a fighter's performances, right? Like a certain right hand, like a Kamaru right hand, obviously his iconic punch, Anderson Silva front kick. You know, are you guys capturing like action shots like that with these cards, or are they just more about the person as a collective body of work?
I think if you ask most collectors, I think they would all prefer the action shots. I mean, there are some designs or some instances where you'll get something kind of behind the scenes, whether it's in the locker room or the entrance. But I think unless you've got a crazy entrance, and then the action in the octagon is what we want to capture. I know for a fact, and just cards I've seen, I think we captured Valentina Shevchenko's head kick against Jessica I on her card. That to me is one of her iconic moments, and so we were able to capture that. I think Amanda Nunes we may have captured on one of her cards, the head kick knockout of Holly Holm. Chuck Liddell's kind of celebration after he knocks somebody out, I know I've seen that image on his autograph card. So I think when we have the right mix of photo and design, you're going to see us put those together.
All right, final question. I don't want to ask everything all in one interview. I want to be able to get you back on a regular basis. How about non-athletes? Dana White, Bruce Buffer, maybe some of the other commentators. Cormier still kind of falls under, you know, the athlete. Are any of those either in or going to be in?
So there, as far as I know, there are none of those in this first UFC Prism product, but I, as a fan myself, I've brought that up, and I hope that you'll see all of those folks in there from Dana. I know Dana doesn't like to necessarily be involved that way. Like, he wants it to be about the fighters, but he's such a big part of the organization. Joe Rogan, DC, like you said, I don't think DC's in this initial release, so I'd love to get him in. Dominic is in as a fighter, not as a announcer. Paul Felder's in as a fighter, not as an announcer. But I think you'll absolutely see that as we continue to expand our portfolio of UFC products.
Awesome. Tracy, thank you very much. I know we're going to do some giveaways as well. I'm going to get in contact with you either after the show today or tomorrow or in the very near future. Let's try to, you know, kick it back in like we used to do old school back in the day. And I'm looking forward to, you know, putting our relationship back together and being involved with Panini again.
Well, I'm looking forward to that as well. Really appreciate y'all's time and looking forward to what we can do together in the future, man.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tracy.
Tracy Hackler, Panini, he's been involved back in the past. He's back, and I cannot
be excited.
I kind of feel like Amanda right now talking about food, talking about with Tracy, trading cards. We're going to do giveaways like we did back in the day. Good times ahead. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Chris Sims from the Tampa Bay Bucks, and you're talking with Randy Harris, baby.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
We've moved and we can't wait to celebrate. Full contact live armor jousting, axe throw, and Nightwing's Birds of Prey. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets at BayAreaRenFest.com. The Viking Invasion is coming to the Bay Area Renaissance Festival this weekend for the Barbarian Brewfest. Throw axes with your friends. Visit the Petting Zoo. Experience full contact live armored jousting. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets at BayAreaRenFest.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bill Romanowski, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
The Chris Sims. It's almost like they know what I'm going to talk about.
Yeah.
With these liners. What a great job back at the mothership. So Chris Sims is doing the show. I know I've told this story numerous times. Doing the players show at the press box, which hopefully will return in 2021 come September. All we can do is hope on that. So Chris Sims is doing the show. It was a different card company. I don't remember the name of it. But they started doing like family photos and wife photos. And, you know, like kind of thinking outside the box. So there was a photo with the entire Sims family.
Okay.
You know, Chris, his brothers, Phil, the mom, everybody. So I had the card, and I brought it up as we were talking about it. And he said, well, here's the funny story about that. So the photo shoot is at his house. All right, so the camera guy, they're all set up. And just as they sit down, he said, look at the photo and read off everybody that's in the photo. And I'm going to make it up. I don't remember.
Okay.
Mother, father being Phil Sims, Chris, I believe, some siblings, and their dog. The only problem was it wasn't their dog.
Oh.
So the neighbor's dog ran over to the house and sat in on the photo.
Okay.
As they were taking it. So they just left him. They left the dog in the photo, which I've always thought that was just funny.
It's awesome.
Funny, funny stuff.
But so, does that really work? I mean, the reason you have me stand on the end of all of our photos is that whenever you're mad at me and you crop me out.
Let me just, whenever?
Well, as you're mad at me, like you could crop me out and I never existed.
Right.
Like, oh, here I am at UFC 261 with so-and-so, and then I'm no longer a part of the picture.
Right.
You know, so if you have a group photo with divorce and like people passing away and the dog running away,
right,
you know, that photo would either A, be more collectible.
Because, or you just throw it away.
Or it's trash.
Well, like, you know, we have photos, you know, of ex-family. And you just throw the photos away. I mean, I don't keep them, of people that were in the photo,
right,
that are no longer in the family.
right.
Is an exception. There is one person.
So what is the most collectible thing, or what's the last thing you've collected? You know, I know you received a piece of memorabilia this week, courtesy of the Naked Pizza Man.
I bought a shadow box, just so you know.
Oh, did you put it in?
I'm trying to, but you didn't cut the wall properly.
Well, the problem with
that, an angle,
you know why? Because
yeah, you were doing it illegally.
As I was sawing with this knife to cut the drywall out of the space I was going to return back into the landlord, the property manager walked in. And my daughters were there like, Daddy, what can I cut? And I'm like, don't cut anything.
All right, we'll get back to the destruction of toilet pizza and what you did bring me. So let's head back out to Las Vegas as we continue talking gibberish and fights with UFC ESPN 24. Let's welcome back to the program. It has been a short period, but a veteran of the fight game and Knockout Radio, Big Ben Rothwell. Ben, how are you?
Not too bad. I don't know if I can talk about fights, but I can definitely gibberish.
Welcome to the program.
Yeah, you've known me so long. You know that gibberish works well with us. How have you been? How's the family been?
Family's growing. Little baby Odin came to the world March 25th. So super exciting time for us. Start my first baby with my wife. So good time.
So almost 2 months. So has he been on the gym? Has he been on the mats? Is he ready to go?
He knows how to make a fist.
There you go. So he's good for photos, if nothing else.
The genetics.
I know every state, during this whole pandemic has been insane. I'm curious, up in Wisconsin, are gyms open? Have they been open? How did you get through the last year?
Yeah, it was a struggle, obviously, last year. March, April, May last year were probably the roughest times when things were completely shut down. They allowed us to do partial opening. People had to wear masks, which was a real, real struggle. For kickboxing, they didn't mind so much, but for jiu-jitsu, people didn't want to do jiu-jitsu with a mask on. And even though a whole bunch of people stopped, I still had a group of people that still came in and did drills and stuff like that. So they kept the gym alive, and we still got a lot of sign-ups throughout the time. But as of this year, things have really picked up. March was a great month. People are, we had old members come back that were waiting for, a vaccine and everything like that. So a lot of growth came into the gym. And I know gyms just throughout, everybody's kind of rocking again. It's a good time. It seems like things are trying to get back to where they were.
If anybody has a problem, doing jiu-jitsu or anything wearing the mask, show them a photo of Sean Shirk in that mask thing, that he used to, that
training
he helped
mask.
Invent, the training yeah. mask. Tell him you can wear either the training mask or one of these cloth masks.
Sure. They try. They still suffocate.
Well, I'm sure. I've known you a very, very long time, which means I've covered the sport a long time and you've been in this fight game a long time. Do you still enjoy it as much as today as you did back then? Or is it just something that you're good at and you're going to continue doing it?
It's definitely something I could say even when I started this, 1999, this is a part of who I am. And my drive is always there. I thank this sport so much for just my health and a lot that I have going on in my life. Mixed martial arts has really saved me from a lot. It's given me a lot. Because of my gym, I've been able to help my community. We've made lots of friends. We've changed lots of people's lives. And the drive for me to fight and compete is, it's there. It's as high as ever. And, if it wasn't for the sport, I would be a lot worse off probably physically as well, too, because my body's constantly fighting to be way too big. And I'm forced to stay in shape and, for myself anyway, can always be in better shape. But it definitely has forced me to have a change my lifestyle. And especially over the last few years, I've really had to make a lot of changes, make a big commitment. And, it's all thanks to the sport.
See, Matt, that's why I didn't get into fighting. I don't want to change my body structure, and I don't want to go through all the work in a gym.
You could dominate the buffet scene, buddy. You could be the number one champion of,
Definitely. everybody wants the return of fans, Ben. 2 weeks ago in Jacksonville, we were there. It was incredible. But I also enjoy watching without the fans, just because you can hear better. You can hear things that you normally wouldn't be able to hear. Where do you stand? I know you want fans back, but have you enjoyed the no fans kind of atmosphere as well?
I've only had the two fights so far. It's been a mix. The fans are why we do it. You know what I mean? To hear when you get a big win and you get a really great finish. The crowd magnifies that feeling, and you kind of like everybody gets to enjoy it. You feel it. Without it there, it's definitely a lot more strategy, and it's more to business. It's more like, you know, it's a different experience. It definitely is.
Sure.
I for one, it's the fans. I mean, it's always been a pleasure to win a big fight and have the fans there.
The best part, Ben, of no fans is you don't hear Ric Flair, you don't hear Woo, you don't hear Sweep the Leg, you don't hear all those things that it's like, oh, we got to hear a Woo again. Ric Flair must. I hope Ric Flair gets paid every time some fan yells Woo. What's the craziest, strangest, funniest thing to ever happen in the middle of one of your fights?
It wasn't a good thing. I mean, I might have had some before, but I think it's going to be Washington, D.C. the end of 2019 against Stefan Struve. The crowd was going, ooh, yeah, and they kept oohing and eyeing, depending on if Stefan Struve was sitting down or standing up, and sitting down and standing up, and the crowd was just, the whole arena was reacting to it. It was insane. I literally had to, like, fight hard to stay focused on the fight because I kept fighting after.
Interesting. We just had Tracy Hackler on, who's involved with Panini. They just released the new UFC product, and I'm curious, have you seen your cards? Do you collect cards? Do you want cards? And I'll email them back and tell them you want some of yours. Give me your thoughts on Panini, if you have one.
Absolutely. I think it's super cool. When I was a little kid, I played baseball. I always wanted to be on a Topps baseball card, not to talk about the other company, but it just is what it is. Topps came out and started doing fighting cards, and it was really cool for me to. I made it on a Topps card. It wasn't for baseball, but, you know, at a professional level, I made it on a professional sports card. And the coolest thing about those are fans. I mean, they find a way to get them to me. They send them to my gym. People want them signed, and I think that's super cool. It shows that we have a fan base and people are into it. I like collecting things too, so I can appreciate them, and I try to make sure I sign them all and send them back as fast as I can.
What do you collect, and, you know, what do you have, and what is something that you would really like to obtain at some point?
I don't know if there's anything anymore. It's just, when I was a kid, I loved baseball, you know, football cards, and then I moved on to comic books. I became a big Marvel fan, and, you know, during watching how Marvel's transgressed into the movies, it's been pretty cool. I like strategy games, so I play a lot of chess, and then my friends got me playing a game, Magic the Gathering, so you hear me, people used to laugh because you hear Josh Burnett and I would talk about it. He was saying he's been slinging Magic since 1996, so it's pretty funny. Two big barbarian dudes, and we can play a strategy game. So
that is funny, but I'm going to text Tracy as soon as the show's over, and I'm going to say that Big Ben Rothwell wants an uncut sheet of his own trading card.
I don't know what they'll do, but
we'll see what we can put together. Before I let you go, let's, you know, briefly talk about what's coming up Saturday. You've been in so many fights. Is it different going through a fight week now? Or is it, you know, you've gone through it so much, let me just get to Saturday?
I'm just always trying to improve how I handle the week. Every time it's, you know, making sure you bring all the right things with you, and, you know, you've done everything right for the fight. The whole training camp is, you know, the whole thing goes together. You know, how does the training camp go? How does the week of the fight go? So I'm always trying to not get into a rut or just stagnant with it. I'm always trying to find a way to improve it, whether it's you know, the foods that we eat the week of, or, you know, the after weigh-ins and how we recover. And I brought in some new people to help me. Andy Geipen has helped me with my nutrition, so shout out to him. I think he's becoming a big name now. More and more big name fighters are starting to know who he is and what he does. So things like that, just trying to always improve. You know, see, I'm getting older, but doesn't mean I can't get better.
For sure. What can the fans expect to see Saturday night when you get back in the octagon?
For me, I'm coming for an explosive finish, because that's what people know me for, and that's what makes the crowd excited. That's what makes fans. And I like to make people excited about the sport.
Hey, Ben, so I know, you know, I've been listening to you and Randy talk, and it's great. I just have one
just
question.
Just because we go back many years.
And you guys are great, because you guys are friends. And but, you know, my question is a little bit different.
Shocking.
And I hate to ask it, because, I don't want to make this a big political thing, but the world and the COVID has been so disruptive to everyone on the planet. But in certain areas of the country, with the protests, you know, your community being one of them, how have things changed? You know, has it affected you at all? And with your gym, the thing that I love personally about martial arts is it doesn't matter about your creed or your race or your nationality or your country or where your background. We're all the same when it comes to the martial arts, right? So, like, how has your gym also bridged that gap between races in your community or help heal a community that's been, you know, cut apart by violence?
I can't speak for the whole city, but I have been leaving my gym. You know, we've been there 11 years, and just through all the stuff that happened last year and even this year, it's only grown and got stronger. We have a family, and if you come and see it, you said it. There's every shape, size, color, age in that place, and that's what's so awesome about it to me. I have friends. They're all my friends, and we're all together. We all help each other. And that's just I said, I wish we could just mix martial arts the whole world. You know, it'd be world peace.
All we can do is
well said.
Ben,
absolutely
great having you back on.
It's awesome.
Have a lot of fun. Congratulations on the baby. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong again, as well as a pair of earbuds from Jabra Headwear.
Well, thank you guys. That's awesome.
Awesome.
Appreciate your time. Hopefully we can get you back on in a shorter time period. Best of luck. Have fun on Saturday.
I really appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Take care. Ben Rothwell. And I'll tell you what, we do go way back. I mean, back to his IFL days. Matter of fact, one of the items that I was given was Pat Miletich's team from back in the day. And I don't know. It's in one of my studios somewhere.
Sure.
It's one of the items. This is why you know, or how you would know that it really is something that I think is cool. It's framed.
Oh, that's just like the shadow box of Tour de Pizza?
Not yet. Now, the Tour de Pizza.
But what a
hold on a second. Hold on. Time out. I will address your stupidity when we return.
This is
Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. I'll fill you in. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's Joel Romero here and the Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
We've moved, and we can't wait to celebrate. Full contact live armor jousting, axe throw, and Nightwing's Birds of Prey. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets at BayAreaRenFest.com. The Viking Invasion is coming to the Bay Area Renaissance Festival this weekend for the Barbarian Brewfest. Throw axes with your friends. Visit the Petting Zoo. Experience full contact live armored jousting. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets at BayAreaRenFest.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
I don't know why the first thing I thought of is I can't wait to go see the Scorpions.
Oh, yeah? That's your guy.
Well, not yet.
Wasn't that Mickey?
Mickey D.
Mickey D, top four drummers on the planet?
In the world.
The world it's just of ever.
Well, I don't know about ever, but the list now. So if he's top four now, that means he'd have to be top five, top seven of all time.
Yeah. I mean,
former drummer of Motorhead. All right, I want to get back real quick.
Okay.
What you brought me is not a piece of memorabilia from Tour de Pizza.
Okay.
You may think it is.
All right.
And if you think that, if that's what you need to say to yourself to get through the day,
okay,
that's fine.
It's not what it is to me.
Well, all that matters is what it is to me because you gave it to me.
Correct.
To me, it says Murray's Corner, which was the corner where we did the radio show from.
Correct.
That we put that there on the day of my dad's funeral.
Correct.
So it's tied to Tour de Pizza.
Correct.
But it's not Tour de Pizza memorabilia.
Right.
Because I'm not sure I would keep Tour de Pizza memorabilia.
Sure. It's
just like you wouldn't.
It's the memory of your father, signed by Dr. Davidson from the UFC, and Mickey Gall, who were guests and appeared at Tour de Pizza over the time.
It is a shame that you allowed a whole bunch of hacks to sign the wall along with a lot of cool people.
Well, I don't know if you noticed, but I wasn't really there much.
I'm well aware.
A lot of things that occurred.
If you would have read some of the stuff that was written on the wall.
It was about me. Yeah. It was so disrespectful. Like, if the owner was around, he would be really upset.
Oh, wow, that is so
funny. I've read so many things. I'm like, I never knew that was up on the wall.
I never knew that was about me.
But I found out who's going in. It's going to now be a golf store. It's a golf tech. So knocking the wall down. So I may go back and try to get some more pieces. Is there anything you would want to collect? Anything?
Any from the name? Wall?
Yeah, like of the people that were there, like Ken Shamrock or Edwin Jackson from the perfect no-hitter, the perfect game.
You know, you have all the Bucks that were there. The
Buccaneers. Oh, speaking of Bucks, staying grounded, right? Tom Brady.
He was grounded at the Kentucky Derby.
He went from a $2 million boat to now a $6 million boat.
Well, I saw why.
Oh, why?
And this is a legend. You know, I don't know if he really said this.
Okay.
But the quote was, and I'm sure it was jokingly, that it's so tacky to use the same boat in a boat parade after a Super Bowl.
Oh.
You know, so he had to get a new
one. He had to go up $4 million to get a bigger boat.
Right.
But now he can take the team with him, so he doesn't have to be in separate boats.
Yeah, but he doesn't want the team with him. How do you throw the trophy if...
Well, if you're on one boat and you throw it from one end to the other, it won't go over into, over waterways.
Well, but that's half the point. I don't think it's as big a deal.
Will they make the next Lombardi Trophy water floatable? Like, do you think they'll actually add like a floaty inside so that way if it does go in the water?
I think what they're going to have to do is make two different Lombardi trophies. One for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and one for everyone else. For that reason, you know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneer Lombardi Trophy will have four of those yellow ducks, so that when he throws it, God forbid, you know, receiver, lineman, somebody that snatches it and drops it, it'll float. The ducks will keep it up.
Yeah.
And then if Kansas City somehow finds a way to get there, because they are the favorite, I believe.
Yeah. How do they get the? How are they the favorite when they I mean, the Bucks are just stacked.
Oh my God, they are. They truly are. You know, when you are drafting, really not even needs, you know, per se.
did they really say, like, in the first round, they're like, we're good. Like,
yeah, we're going to pass. You know, it has happened before.
Really?
Yeah, it has. Well, you know, I was watching something on the Four Letter Network, and I don't remember what team it was, but they didn't get the pickup in time.
Huh.
So just kind of like, you didn't get me the eight-man strong swag list in time, so you missed out.
I know.
Everybody else did. Dang. Everybody else that was on the list has put it in.
Well, I'm going to get a care package one of these days from Eight Man Strong.
I'm pretty sure you won't.
We get good cupcakes. Jabra headwear. When I am fighting and you interview me for my fight.
Okay. I won't interview you.
What?
I'm gonna interview whoever you're going to fight. and you're right. I am changing. I am going to corner you.
Because you have a losing record.
I'm 0-2 at cornering. So I don't want to take that losing record to whoever's going to beat you. You know, I need to make sure that he wins, you lose. So I will corner
him. I'm winning.
And you will pay me the same number that Wes Sims paid me.
Oh, is that zero?
Or Tyrone Booz. I'll let you pick.
Oh.
I will let you pick which payment I will receive. The Wes Sims payment or the Tyrone Booz payment. And out of respect to the two friends of mine, not you, the two friends, Wes Sims and Tyrone Booz, I will not say on air what that number is. But okay. I'll let you decide.
Can I pay you in food?
You don't have a restaurant.
Well, I have access to a restaurant.
I don't know. You know,
I know people, Randy Harris.
The pizza is what kept you around.
So. I have pizza. I have pizza accessible. I deliver.
I want people to tune in next week just to see who the new co-host is.
What do you mean, new co-host?
Torta pizza's gone, you're gone.
There's no...
Goes hand in hand.
It's not, they're not the same. It's just like your memorabilia. That is not Torta pizza memorabilia. That is Harris Family Circle of Trust memorabilia.
It is Murray memorabilia. Next week, I will broadcast live from the global headquarters back in Roswell.
Nice.
I was supposed to broadcast from the global headquarters of 8-Man Strong today.
Yes, you were.
But it just didn't get worked out. It'll get worked out.
All right. Are we going to Miami tomorrow? Is that the Triller fight press conference? No, it's a different promotion. There's too many promotions, Randy.
Have you learned it? Just sit there and keep your mouth shut.
So who owns this promotion with Mayweather?
Mayweather.
Oh, he owns it.
Yeah. Do you know who Floyd Mayweather is?
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't need any help.
He ghosted me. I was supposed to train him on Thursday. I got the truck shined up, got the wheels looking good. I was ready for the prom. The chariot was ready. The G-Net was even cleaned and shined and ready, primed, sanitized, COVID safe.
It's like what happened to you in high school at the prom.
And then he just didn't show up. Didn't even call back. Didn't even give me the courtesy.
New main event, as I'm sure you're aware. And ironically, and I don't want to laugh. I truly don't want to laugh because there is something wrong with Diego Sanchez.
No, it's just his manager, right?
No, it's him too.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's first of all, to have someone around you that's toxic. Well, I have you around, so that is toxic too. So I guess I'm just as bad. Diego Sanchez said he's scared the UFC might kill him.
Hmm. Well, I mean, we are dealing with people who have severe trauma to the brain, years of impact and injury.
I like Diego. I don't know why, and we talked about it. We broke bread. He follows me. We're good. We're tight. But I still remember when we were trying to interview Matt Hamill, and for those of you that don't know or is too young, Matt Hamill's deaf.
Yep.
So we kind of need his attention and vice versa. Diego Sanchez was in the octagon. This was, I believe, in California, and they would have the athletes come. They'd work out in the octagon, and then we would interview him. So we're trying to talk to Matt Hamill, who can read lips, and Matt Hamill's an awesome story. If you haven't watched the movie is incredible. And if you watch the movie, I'll introduce you to Jay. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Okay.
I know Jay.
So, no, you don't know Jay. I know Jay. So while we're interviewing Matt Hamill, Diego Sanchez is in the octagon elbowing one of the big dummies. I thought it was you for a minute.
Could
big
be.
Dummy. And he's, yes, yes. And I'm like, what are you doing? What? And he had to do it right in front of where we were. But I love Diego. I hope it all gets worked out.
I mean, that's the thing of it. We don't know is the MMA world's too new. We don't know what kind of irreversible damage there will be.
Yeah, but I don't want to put the blame on MMA. We don't know. There's some strange people in the world, not just MMA.
Yeah.
So, yes, we don't know, but also I think you're strange to get in an octagon and take punches. That's all I'm going to say.
I hope he gets the right help.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We will have some Panini giveaways starting ASAP. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Stuff.
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
We've moved, and we can't wait to celebrate. Full Contact Live Armor Jousting, Axe Throw, and Nightwing's Birds of Prey. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets at BayAreaRenFest.com. The Viking Invasion is coming to the Bay Area Renaissance Festival this weekend for the Barbarian Brewfest. Throw axes with your friends. Visit the Petting Zoo. Experience Full Contact Live Armored Jousting. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets at BayAreaRenFest.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.